With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the Biden administration believes it has won assurances from Israel that it will not strike Iranian nuclear or oil sites as it seeks to retaliate following Iran's missile barrage against the Jewish state earlier this month. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says Israel will decide its own response to Iranian missile strikes.
Whether and to what degree Israel conducts any kind of response is really for them to speak to and not us. And we need to be very circumspect about not inserting ourselves into that kind of operational decision-making by the Israelis.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said, "We listen to the opinions of the United States, but we will make our own final decisions based on our national interests." Florida counties hard hit by Hurricane Milton are returning to a semblance of normalcy. Governor Ron DeSantis says most of Florida has power.
We've now had over 4 million accounts restored to power since Hurricane Milton came. That is the fastest that's ever been done for that many accounts. And so you're even without power for a few hours. It could be a real pain in the rear end, but we had over 50,000 linemen. These folks really got to work. So you got about 170,000 accounts right now that are without power.
Still, some hard-hit neighborhoods remain without power Monday, with many severely damaged homes and businesses, their streets flooded and filled with debris. Those could take some time to recover. Stocks had a down day after some record-breaking highs this week. The Dow was down by 324 points, the Nasdaq dropping 187, the S&P 500 lower by 44. This is SRN News. Evangelicals talk about sin.
A new poll from Infinity Concepts and Gray Matter Research asks the question, what is sinful? Amongst evangelicals, defined as people who hold traditional Christian beliefs about God, the Bible, and salvation, 96% say adultery is a sin. 87% think racism is a sin, and 86% believe viewing pornography is also sinful. However, the poll also reveals that only 76% of evangelicals say it's a sin to swear. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christopher Columbus, who's now regarded as an oppressor of a minority group, was apparently a member of one himself. New DNA research carried out by scientists in Spain indicates the legendary explorer was Jewish. Experts at the University of Granada say they've established that the remains buried in a cathedral in Seville do belong to Columbus, and that analysis of the DNA in his son strongly suggests both were Jewish. This is SRN News. There's been a drastic increase in the number of migrants found dead in New Mexico, near the U.S.-Mexico border. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The most recent data shows that during the first 8 months of 2024, the bodies of 108 presumed migrants were found near the border in New Mexico. In 2023, the remains of 113 presumed migrants were found. That compares to 9 bodies in 2020 and 10 bodies found in 2019. It's not clear why more migrants are being found dead in that area, but many experts say smugglers are treating migrants more harshly and are bringing them on paths that could be more dangerous in extreme heat. I'm Donna Water.
The Office of the Medical Examiner that performs autopsies for New Mexico has hired additional investigators to handle that influx. More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.